You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. A recent New York Times article named the San Luis Obispo Mission and Bubblegum Alley as the top tourist draws in San Luis Obispo. Local arts groups hope that someday a portion of the downtown might earn an official state designation as a cultural district, highlighting more than history and kitsch. Carol Tangeman has more.
How are you, ladies?
Good.
On a recent Thursday night during Farmers Market, people checked out the art at the San Luis Obispo Museum of Art's pop-up gallery in a temporarily vacant storefront on Higuera. Angela Toddy is the executive director of Arts Obispo.
The idea of the cultural district is to really feature authentic areas of the state. We have such a large and diverse state with more artists per capita than anywhere in the United States.
That's according to the California Arts Council. Recent legislation allowed the council to establish a competitive application system and to provide promotional support for certified state-designated cultural districts.
Arts Obispo is the state's designated local partner, and we work countywide, so we would likely be the applicant for the state's cultural district program on behalf of a number of organizations interested in being part of that.
Toddy says just by declaring a designated cultural district, a city can attract federal, state, and private funding. Toddy believes that funds follow a plan.
So we can capitalize by naming a downtown area a cultural district, bringing more people into town to appreciate our community, and they'll let people know to come to it.
In 2017, the California Arts Council certified 14 cultural districts around the state, including Balboa Park in San Diego, downtown San Rafael, and one in Truckee. The next round of applications are due in 2019, and Toddy hopes the timing will be right for San Luis Obispo. The idea of a cultural district is not new, and it is included in a downtown concept plan recently adopted by the City Council. Council Member Carlin Christensen explains.
The downtown concept plan is a conceptual plan that basically lays out a vision or the desirable way that the community would like the downtown to look going into the future. It's not a legally required plan. It doesn't require a property owner to do a specific thing with their property, but it gives them an idea of what we'd like to see.
Within the downtown concept plan is the idea of a cultural district in the area around Monterey Street between Mission Plaza and Nipomo Street. The History Center is there, Children's Museum, the San Luis Obispo Museum of Art, which is running a capital campaign for a new building in the existing site, and Slow Rep, formerly the Little Theater, hopes to move to a new location within that area. There are costs involved. The plan for the cultural district calls for redevelopment of a few streets, giving pedestrians a priority. The streets might feature unique paving patterns and encourage outdoor seating, public events, and festivals.
We do have a meeting in January on the 16th for how we're going to approach spending money on our capital improvement projects. Everything from bridges and roads, police department, fire departments, Laguna Lake dredging, implementing our downtown concept plan. Anything and everything that's capital improvement. We have far more capital improvement projects than we're going to have the money for. So we want to prioritize that, and we want to spend wisely and plan for it wisely.
Members of the San Luis Obispo arts community are hopeful that a downtown cultural district will someday become a reality. For KCBX, I'm Carol Tangeman.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.